Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, beautiful soul. Happy Monday to you. How are you doing on this new week, this new month, February? In the new year of the metal rat, according to the Chinese and the Tibetan calendars, how are you? I pray that you are doing well, and I am sending you positive wishes from the sunny, the sun is setting, from the south of France. I wanted to pop in and give you some insights very briefly about your health. Yes, today I'm wearing my doctor hat. Well, okay, I'm wearing both hats. I'm wearing my publisher hat as well, because I just finished doing an interview with Leslie Van Oostenbrugge. Leslie is also known as the Awakening Dentist, and she just published a book through Make Your Mark Global called Emotional Alignment is Easy. And this book, as you can tell by the title, you wouldn't expect this to be a book about dentistry, and maybe you wouldn't expect this to be a book about the law of attraction, but it is about both. But what's interesting about the backstory that Leslie shares in the book is how she really started to become super aligned with the need to focus on her mental programs, like all this stuff stored in her subconscious mind that was driving her into stress, into challenges with work people, and ultimately understanding even more, she's already a holistic dentist, but even more about oral health. And so in this book, I was really surprised because she shares some deep insights that she has learned over the years of being a dentist about what we may not recognize between the link between stress, the stuff that's going on with us on an emotional level that's actually impacting our oral health. So I definitely recommend that you get yourself a copy of Emotional Alignment is Easy. It's out just this weekend and already went to number one on Amazon in one category. So congratulations to you, Leslie. We are very proud of you here at Make Your Mark Global. And so what does this mean? Like, what you'll see that Leslie's talking about and what we're talking about at Innate Vitality, whoosh, back to my doctor hat, is this. There are some times that you may go to a doctor or a dentist and complain about some issue or problem, and hopefully you have a holistic therapist, an integrative doctor, a functional medicine practitioner who's really going to be looking at all aspects of your life. When we as practitioners like that do look at your whole life, we get a much clearer picture of what's impacting your health. And so I wouldn't have thought that you would see things differently inside of your mouth. But what Leslie is pointing out in that book is that absolutely stress, like we know that stress impacts our joints and our muscles and headaches and insomnia, but it's also impacting your oral health. And so what I'm really curious about is whether or not you are tuned in to some of the behaviors in your life, some of these patterns that just happen to you automatically. So I want you to do a little inventory. Have you ever noticed that a health issue or a symptom crops up around a particular time of the year, or when you have to do a certain thing, like your taxes, or when you know you got to see your in-laws or your family? Not just the basic things, like here in France, down here in the South, the mimosas are blooming. And so my allergies are like kicked up. Of course, you expect your allergies, things that are related to pollen or the seasons, those are obvious. But what I want you to think about is, are there any other health challenges that crop up that aren't just tied to the weather or barometric pressure that might be leading you to investigate on a deeper level? Because very often there are subconscious beliefs that we're not even tuned into that impact our immune system, the hormone system, and our stress response. And all of those systems play together normally to keep us in good health. But if they're tweaked and we're not aware, they may be leading you into dis-ease. Is this making sense to anybody out there? So I want you to become more of a detective and really looking at the symptoms and the illnesses and situations that come up, including things like stress or depression or anxiety. Because ultimately, what you want to be able to do is have the number one trait of resilience, and that is insight. Insight is all about awareness, like being aware of your own system. Because the most talented or gifted doctor, therapist, healer, unless we're psychic, and I know many of the people in my tribe, you've got mad psychic skills, but unless you're expecting every practitioner you go to be really psychic or empathetic, if you're not doing your own work to understand your system and to express to that practitioner the links between certain environments, relationships, times of year, activities, things that you eat, all the basics, but those deeper things, you might need to find out what is going on in your subconscious mind. Now, you're going to see later this week that I release a little mini training about how to identify subconscious programs around victim mentality. Yes, because indeed, even your subconscious beliefs about yourself, about whether you're weak or powerless, I want you to start to identify where did you give away your power or where was it taken away? Just like a detective would kind of look at the clues and put things together without judgment. This isn't about judging yourself. This isn't about judging your parents for the bad things they did. I want you to get to this number one trait of resilience, which is insight, to really look at your body, mind as a continuum, overlooking your life to find out where these patterns are. Because you might be more susceptible to illness or disease based on those subconscious patterns. Okay? So, hello, Jacqueline. I'm so glad to know this is relevant. And Margareta, thank you for chiming in. Yeah, this is a key for all of us, not just the health practitioners and coaches out there, but for all of us to really tune in and make this your business. This needs to be your business of looking after yourself. This is something that I also was recently talking about with another one of our authors. The beautiful Gerd Stotlen from Norway is a contributor to the top 10 traits of highly resilient people. And she was also able to recognize a pattern in her own life. And I'm actually going to release her interview this week as well. And I want you to tune in because she's so precious. I just love Gerd. She's so precious because she realized that she had been carrying around a subconscious block that impacted her relationships for, I think, nearly 40 years. Can you imagine? So, all of these things that happen to us in life, some of them in childhood or adolescence or even our early adulthood, sometimes we just react to life and we got to keep it moving because we've got things to do. And when we just kind of brush things aside and don't necessarily deal with them, we can develop these automatic responses. We can develop these reflexive patterns of behavior to cope with life. And that's fine because, of course, we need to cope. We need to get on with raising the kids, raising money for our businesses, helping folks. I get that. But there comes a moment where things start to shift and it impacts your well-being. So if there are things hidden in your subconscious mind, like your belief about money, your belief about what you're worthy or capable of, the beliefs about what you deserve in relationships, even right down to sensual pleasure, as we explored in my last book, The Orgasm Prescription for Women. So unless you become this detective and really look at this first trait of the top 10 traits of highly resilient people, like Gerd did. Now for her, it came up as a shock, which you'll learn about in this interview that I did with her. She started to recognize a pattern. And one of the ways that we can do that is to, unfortunately for most of us humans, we start with pain. Like pain tends to be a great motivator. I don't know if anybody else is like me, but yeah. Most of us are driven by hitting rock bottom or hitting our head against the wall or finally, you know, having so much pain or dis-ease that we have to take stock. And that's fine. I am actually grateful for all of my breakdowns and my burnouts because they have led to so much more learning and wisdom and now resilience. But the thing about resilience is this: once you develop these traits of resilience, these strengths, these muscles, the number one thing that you can do thereafter is to really pay attention to this body-mind system. Just like if you were driving a car, you'd pay attention to the little lights and bells dinging at you, letting you know about your tire pressure or the windshield washer fluid or whatever, so that you could change it before something goes crazy wrong with your car. Well, our body-mind continuum is a beautiful mirror, a reflection of the subconscious. And if we don't address things that are hidden deep in our mind, they will manifest through the body. So paying attention to symptoms early is the key. And by symptoms, that could be anything. That could be aches and pains. That could be, you know, serious challenges like blood pressure or diabetes. But the sooner that you pay attention to them and then go within and start to investigate, the sooner you'll be able to set your body into healing. Is this making sense? Are you getting this? I hope so. Well, I just wanted to share this good news about these two books, The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People, which I'm super excited is doing really well and helping people tune in. The authors in this book who share their personal stories, myself included, about what we've all been through, the challenges, the pain, to develop these resilience traits so that not only can we bounce back, but we bounce beyond even stronger. And that's like a major key issue in so many people's lives. And then this other book, Emotional Alignment is Easy by Leslie Van Oostenbrugge, is also a really clever way to get introduced to the power of your thoughts and the law of attraction. And I feel like the way that Leslie presents it, it's going to blow your mind because this book is not at all your conventional book, believe me. I think Leslie is secretly an artist as well as a dentist. But you'll get so much wisdom about how to look at symptoms so that you can respond in a healthy way before your body or your teeth break down. And that is a really, really key thing for us. Now, I see a question that has come in about focus and concentration. I need probably a little context to understand. If you're talking about what to do to improve your focus and concentration, you'll have to let me know the context there. But recently I did a short video series about increasing your productivity, which for me is always tied to focus and concentration. Because the challenge in my world is running three companies and raising a daughter by myself in the south of France with clients all over the world, I have got to be focused. So if you check out my top five strategies for productivity, you'll learn more about my method of focus. It's all about flow so that you concentrate, number one, on the things that are most important to you. And I lead you into a few questions about what do you really value in life? Because sometimes we have so many things coming at us and so many things on our to-do list. And many times the stuff on our list isn't really valuable to us. It's like other people's demands, things we've said yes to that we should have said no to, whatever. So for me, the way I really stay focused and get concentrated work done is to make sure that the only things that end up on my calendar or on my to-do list are aligned with my vision and my values. And by vision, I mean, what is the vision for my life? Where am I going? What do I ultimately want to achieve and accomplish? You know, those are very tangible goals. But also, if I were to die today or 10 years or 100 years from now, okay, maybe 50 years from now, what do I want to feel? Do I want to feel a sense of peace or regret? And so if you think about, okay, again, many of us are so driven by negatives. If you think about the negative, would I die with regret if I died today? If I didn't wake up tomorrow morning, would I be going out with regret? And by looking at all the things that you've taken on, some of those you don't really value. So that's a big part of it, Arvind. So hopefully you can go back and watch that video about focus, getting into the flow state, so that you make sure that you're using and bringing the best of your talents to the forefront. So that's it. I wanted to really help you get in touch with some of the things that might be going on in your mind that maybe you've got blinders on and you're only kind of looking at things in a very narrow way. I'd like for you to take off the blinders, increase your awareness, and start to go through a process of really asking questions of your body, of your energy, and getting curious. And the last thing I'll say about this whole idea about holistic health, and I don't want to keep banging on it to death, but I want to talk about quality of life. Sometimes it's really hard for us to make a decision to be healthy. Like this morning, I got up and did my meditation. I prefer to meditate for like an hour because then I can meditate, I can do some journaling and then go back into meditation or visualization. But I knew that I had agreed to myself to go on a run this morning. I left a little bit late, but I still went on it. And it was like, okay, what am I really committed to? It's hard for some people to commit to health because it's sometimes the stuff that we do to maintain our health is not as fun as the things that are like pulling at us. But when you really think about the pain, and maybe that's not your motivator, if pain doesn't motivate you, if the idea of what would happen if you don't do it, if that's not a strong enough motivator, then focus on the positives and increase the number of positive things that you would get out of it in the now. Because most of our health behaviors, if you think about it, like as a doctor, I could tell you that you need to eat less sugar, you know, eat a more plant-based diet, exercise more, meditate, get more sleep, drink more water. And the reality is, in one day, you might feel a little better. If you did that for 365 days and multiply that by 5, 10, 50 years, you're going to live longer, you're going to have less disability, less disease, less problems getting around, you'll have greater mobility, right? But all of that might seem so far away that you've got to focus on what am I getting out of it right now? And you might need to trick yourself, get into your own subconscious mind. What kind of rewards do you need that would motivate you? The reason I'm bringing it up now is because this idea of holistic health has got to eventually become your reflex. It's got to become your automatic program so that you're not waiting till you go to a doctor or you're stuck in the hospital. I want you to be empowered now, and finding whatever works for you is what I want to empower you to do. So please stay tuned to these interviews coming out with Gerd Stotlin, as I mentioned, and the other authors from the Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. Please do pick up a copy of Leslie Van Oostenbrugge's book. Emotional Alignment is Easy. It is out now. It's just hit number one. And it will open your eyes to many different things. And then stay tuned for the video where I'm sharing about how to reprogram the subconscious mind if you happen to fall into victim mentality. If you've been playing the role of the victim or the underdog, or you feel like you just can't catch a break, I've got something coming out this week around that as well. I do pray that this has been helpful for you. I see some of our authors are here as well. One of our functional medicine practitioners, Shelley Thomas, she's actually in one of our upcoming books on holistic healing. Good to see you, Shelley. Indeed, information never changes behavior. And that's why we need coaches like you, Shelley. So glad that you are here. So there you have it, my friends. If you are interested in sharing your wisdom or expertise in one of our books at Make Your Mark Global, then please check us out online. Just visit makeyourmarkglobal.com and you'll see that we have group books where you can contribute one chapter to this book, which is a wonderful way to get your name out there, to get experience as a published author. And if you have a book all by yourself, like Dear Leslie did this week, then you can also check out our publishing options at makeyourmarkglobal.com. All right, my friends, until I see you again, please remember that you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.